producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. And despite something breaking at our network studios, I believe we are still on the radio waves. So you can still join us here. Presuming the toll-free lines are working at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Although I gotta say, I recommend Skype. Yes, it can be monitored by the FBI. Okay, we know that. It's Microsoft. But it still sounds pretty darn good. And if you're gonna call a radio show, then
Phone can be monitored by the FBI too.
That's true. And anybody can listen to you on the radio, so it doesn't matter how you call us. You can use the phone, but Skype is really sounds good. So use Skype username LRN.FM. Some people in certain religions, including some Mormons, are freaking out over this so-called blood moon. And I want to talk about that, but you know what? There's also in the news, it's the same old story everybody's heard a zillion times about the government spending too damn much money on a bunch of stuff that shouldn't cost that much. You know, the old golden hammer story.
It should be golden. It wasn't.
WashingtonTimes.com has this, and the article is actually entitled, or it's got actually the picture of the golden hammer at the top of the story headline. EPA's fondness for high-end furniture costs taxpayers $92 million. The federal agency, reports Kellen Howell at the Times, has the job of protecting the environment doesn't seem to have too much concern for trees. At least the ones cut down to make their furniture. The Environmental Protection Agency over the past decade has spent a whopping $92.4 million to purchase, rent, and install and store office furniture ranging from fancy hickory chairs and a hexagonal wooden table worth thousands of dollars each to a simple drawer to store pencils that cost $813.57.
Doesn't it seem like, maybe I'm going crazy here, but it seems like the government should, have one supplier or, one sort of standard type of thing that it buys. These are the kind of chairs we buy. These are the kind of chairs we buy with wheels. These are the kind of filing cabinets we buy. These are the 2 high filing cabinets, the 3 high filing cabinets, the 4 high filing cabinets. This is the kind of desk we purchase. This is the kind of executive desk we purchase. Right? Like, these are just the things that they would have. You know, they don't buy pictures. You want pictures? Bring your pictures in from home. You want to hang up a diploma? Fine. But there'd just be some standard things.
Mm-hmm.
This is the coffee table. This is the end table. This is the lamp. This is the floor lamp.
Yeah, but wouldn't that also sort of... I mean, obviously that's going to centralize decision-making even further, but if they're getting it from one particular provider, then that just is going to lead to more high costs, right?
Well, I would think what they would be able to do is that the providers, the government has very specialized things they ask for when they ask for stuff. So they'll just type this up one time, and yes, it'll probably take them 3 months to do it. But they type up what it is that they want as far as our office furniture one time, and then... businesses can compete in how to provide that for them. If somebody wants to finish it in this thing or finish it in that thing, that's fine. But essentially, the contract goes out. We need this many things. Please fulfill. And then, they come back.
Our toll-free number, if you want to share your ridiculous government spending story, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The furniture shopping sprees equaled about $6,000 for every one of the agency's 15,492 employees, according to the federal spending data made public by the government watchdog OpenTheBooks.com. Can you imagine if you had $6,000 to spend on office furniture? I mean, how luxurious your office would end up being in
particular
case?
Yeah. It doesn't sound crazy if you're talking about sort of an executive or something like that.
This is for every one of their employees. They did the division, and it breaks down to $6,000 for every single employee. And the EPA doesn't just buy any old office furniture. Most of the agency's contracts are with Michigan-based retailer Herman Miller Incorporated.
Nice.
According to the contract, you've heard of them?
Yeah, Herman Miller. It's good stuff.
The EPA spent $48.4 million on furnishings from the retailer known for its high-end modern furniture designs.
I like it, yeah.
Just one of Herman Miller's Aeron office chairs retails for nearly $730 on the store's website.
You know, a good chair, in my opinion, is worth it. I'm fine with spending a good amount of money on an office chair.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long they last and how long they keep them and these kind of things. This is an issue. If you pay good money for office equipment, it should last longer.
Well, yeah, but you know how the government works. I mean, if they want to get their budget the next year, they've got to blow out the entire budget this year.
Yeah.
And so if they want to get more furniture, they're probably turning through this like every year or two or something.
Yeah,
like
they should have a just shows the inefficiencies of government. As far as I'm concerned, they should have the amount of money that they're outfitted per person, and that amount, you know, if that person stays on for 10 years or whatever, they should only get that per position every 10 years or something.
The agency also paid another high-end retailer, Knoll Incorporated, nearly $5 million for furnishings. And Knoll is known for its specialized modern furnishings, and all of its 40 designs are on permanent display in the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Adam Andresky, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, says, quote, "While private companies and citizens face more and more hardship from government regulation, the EPA literally sits in the easy chair. They can't relate to the financial hardships regular Americans face. It's Herman Miller furniture for the bureaucrats, but IKEA for the taxpayers." Unquote. For spending tens of millions of dollars to furnish federal buildings like Wall Street hedge fund offices at taxpayers' expense, the EPA wins this week's Golden Hammer, a weekly distinction awarded by the Washington Times, highlighting the most egregious examples of wasteful spending. Now, what I thought was noteworthy about this story is it's the same old story that has been told so many times about government. Not just federal government, but state and local governments are guilty of this overspending stuff, too. I'm sure the feds are probably the worst at it on average, just because they have more money
to spend.
They're
least accountable.
And they're the least accountable. But how many times does this have to happen? It just keeps happening. And it doesn't matter how often or to what extent or how many millions of dollars or whatever. It just doesn't matter. People get all upset about it. They've even got an award they're offering on a weekly basis at the Washington Times for the most ridiculous story. And so people get upset about it. Talk radio makes a big deal about it or whatever. Like, oh, these wasteful federal bureaucrats.
The late-night comedy shows love to make hay over it, too.
Yeah, it's great material. There's no doubt.
Politicians will make an, we'll say, you know what, if you elect me, I'm not like the rest of those liars and thieves. I will fix the problem.
Right,
you know what, here? I'll break an ashtray to prove it. Al Gore actually did that at one point. But it's just, you know.
How'd that work out?
It's gone so far that you just don't expect anything else.
Right.
I walked by when I was younger. I was in New York. I walked by the UN building. I saw, and I don't remember which country it was, other than to say that it was a poor African country. I can't remember which one it was. It's been too long. But some poor African country had a 7 Series BMW out there with its flags on the front of it. And I'm thinking, man, I wonder how many other people they could have fed for this stinking car.
Let's go to Randy in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC. Hello, Randy.
Hi, guys. How are you this evening?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I own my own company, a party rental company, and we have done some government contracts. The reason that it is so expensive and the government has to spend so much money is it's such a mess of paperwork and so many hoops you have to jump through to actually service the government that you have to charge a premium to make it worth your time to actually make a profit.
So you're saying the average government contract is more work than the typical buyer?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I could have a residential job call me up. You know, send them a quote, send them a contract, everything's, you know, good to go. For my government contracts, it's send them a quote, get a proposal back from them, send one back and forth, and then, you know, there's just heaps of paperwork that you have to provide, and it's at least another hour of paperwork to do alone for just something really basic.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from. It's a hassle to deal with the government, no doubt. But you also know you can get more out of them, right? Like, you know that you can double the price or whatever, and even though you're spending an extra hour doing the division, you're still coming out pretty far ahead, right?
Right. I mean, some companies may do that. You know, they look at a way to take advantage. Me, personally, our company, we charge the same rate for our equipment.
Oh, good on you.
Government or residential, you know, or commercial.
I appreciate that, Randy, and thanks for calling and sharing your experience here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Randy says dealing with the government's a huge hassle, so they should charge more. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on Free Talk Live, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us up on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We go back to your phones in a moment.
So I'm headed out to Las Vegas at the end of October for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Now, there's going to be lots of great speakers there telling people how to, you know, what good investments there are and ways to use their money, predicting the markets, these sorts of things. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's even for the beginners that are going to learn a great deal about Bitcoin. Speakers like Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Bitcoin Bell, former co-host, so is Dr. Stephanie Murphy, actually, Joseph Von Perling, Paul Pui, Tone Vase. It's going to be a great lineup. And it's at the D Hotel, where they take Bitcoin, in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. So come, join me. See the first time we've ever done a live Free Talk Live from Las Vegas. It's October the 29th and 30th at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. You can get your tickets by going to BitcoinInvestor.com. It's BitcoinInvestor.com. Should be a lot of fun, BitcoinInvestor.com.
Talking about the government waste, which, of course, just continues unabated, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Joe, listening in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to WTKG. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, it's easy to be generous with other people's money, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
There's no accountability. Whenever they say they've made cuts, they've just cut the rate of growth.
That's right.
Or the rate of spending. This like these desks and these office furniture, they should have some generic desk. Here's a desk. Here's a chair. If you want something different, you buy it yourself. That's what it should be. And it's just absolutely insane. If we could figure out how much money the government spends, or just blows, or there's redundancy as far as different agencies providing the same services or similar services, you know, who knows how big a dent it would make in the national debt. I mean,
it's $92 million over 10 years in the EPA alone just for furniture. So that doesn't include their laptops. That doesn't include, you know, whatever else it is that they would be using as business tools, etc. Just the furniture alone, $92 million over 10 years.
Well,
6,000 per employee.
They get clothing allowances. They'll get, you know, I'm sure they get their travel expenses and stuff wouldn't reimburse, which is fine. But, you know, if the government was a business, they'd be out of business because
absolutely.
The Pentagon this week. There was some people, bureaucrats from the Pentagon, got in all kinds of trouble for using their government credit cards for strippers and...
That's not included these days? I'm
no,
surprised.
Yeah, what was the other thing? Gambling. Gambling, that's another thing, not included. And so there was all kinds of that, and of course, you know what the Secret Service is doing. And there was another great story of the DEA down in Colombia having parties with hookers that were paid for by the cartels. The DEA... agents having parties with hookers paid for by the cartel.
Right.
Well, that's not a conflict of interest.
I'm just waiting for the collapse because they can't keep it up forever. You know, they can't keep the interest rates low.
We've all got our fingers crossed on that one.
The state as an organization has been doing this for as long as the state has been around.
Yeah, they keep those plates in the air, that's
for
sure.
The king's men have availed themselves of the taxpayers' money for as long as there have been kings and as long as there have been king's men.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story coming out of the Washington Times with their Golden Hammer Award being given to the EPA for just this week. Apparently, they do this every single week over there. Pete Sepp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union, says, quote, apparently the long arm of the regulatory state needs a lot of comfortable chairs and desks to rest its collective elbow on, and the EPA's elbow print is a big one. The EPA, of course, defended its spending, saying the agency, I'm surprised they even commented, saying the agency needed the furniture after it moved buildings. Can't move furniture.
No, you can't move furniture. I mean, I've moved houses before, and it's impossible to get a big yellow truck for a couple hundred dollars, load it up with stuff, and move it across town. You just can't do that crap.
Quote, the EPA takes its fiscal responsibility seriously.
That's what we're saying. As seriously as it takes poisoning rivers in Colorado.
Yeah.
We poison rivers.
as a result.
Yeah, but you so much as spill some motor oil on the ground, and we will have your butt.
Well, that's the real reason that river got poisoned, Mark, is because the EPA employees were too busy arguing over whether they wanted felt coverings or satin coverings for their new furniture in the office. They say, quote, the EPA takes its fiscal responsibility seriously. As a result of GSA leases expiring, numerous EPA offices were required to move or consolidate space between the year 2000 and 2014. That's a near 15-year time frame that they were required to move. New furniture purchases provided the agency the opportunity to obtain space efficiencies. So
this is about efficiency.
So it's efficient to throw away, because you know that's what happened to the old furniture, right? It's not like you're going to go and take a desk to an auction and get that much money for it at a government auction. They're probably throwing a bunch of it out.
Well, even if they do hold an auction in the building and people come and get it, it's effectively thrown away in the sense that you know, the price tag is going to be
pennies
from, I don't know what they paid for this Herman Miller desk, but they paid a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're selling it for, but they're selling it for a little. I'm guessing when you're talking about a big office full of furniture being sold, you're talking about these things going at $10 to $50 a piece would be my guess.
The EPA's problem is not new. In 2003, an internal report by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility warned the agency to cut back on spending for fancy furniture. At the time, one employee was quoted saying in the report, quote, the amount of money that the EPA's Office of Criminal Enforcement, Forensics and Training wastes is mind-boggling. The employee added the ability of agents to investigate in violations is negatively affected by a number of wasteful practices, including, quote, moving and remodeling offices and buying fancy new furniture for the benefit of a favored few. Among the thousands of contracts for household and office furniture were a hexagonal table that clocked in at $5,500.
That's a nice table.
Hickory chairs for $6,000. A gallery lounge chair, and I'm rounding down on these numbers, by the way, a gallery lounge chair with gallery settee at $2,600 for the set, and a pencil drawer at over $800. One of the contracts called for a Herman Miller chair with adjustable arm, swivel, lumbar, caster, and tilt, costing over $4,000.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. Those Arion chairs are pretty nice, but it makes you wonder.
Well, but that's not all.
Well, the federal government, I can't remember what the number was, but it was just an incredible number of people that are being paid over $100,000, bureaucrats that work there. So, you know, if you're getting paid that kind of money, your expectation is that you're going to have that kind of chair. There's just no check on these people for what they spend. They do, all their job is to take money from you.
And spend it.
And then spend it supposedly back on you and take a cut for themselves. Well, what a surprise. They take a healthy cut.
A big cut. And it seems to get bigger over time. In fact, here's another interesting spend on the EPA's part. They also spent big money to simply move and store their fancy chairs and desks. In one example, the agency paid $73,000 to move the furniture out of an Ann Arbor, Michigan office just so they could replace the carpeting.
I wish I got these moving contracts. $74,000?
Yeah, just to move the furniture out, replace the carpet, and then move it back in. And I don't think that included the replacing of the carpet in the price. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the same old story of government waste, except this time the numbers and the bureaucracy have changed. That's all. That's the only thing that changes is, oh, it's this government bureaucracy has been caught wasting money. Wow. Shocking. It's outrageous. And it is outrageous. And maybe for people who've never heard a story like this before, it's shocking, but it's certainly not shocking for us. We've been doing this show for more than a decade, and we've seen our share of these stories.
I think people are jaded to this topic. I think that the expectation is that the government's just going to spend money, ridiculous amounts of money, when it does this. It's bloated. Yeah. The one guy who called in and said that it costs more to do to do stuff with the government, the business right. owner, he's like, of course it costs. Of course we charge more to the government.
Well, he said he didn't. Well, he said his business did.
He said there was a premium, is what he put on it.
Okay.
But he didn't. He claimed that he didn't put an unreasonable premium, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he's saying, at the very least, what he's saying is that it's hard to work with the government because they're so ponderous and bureaucratic. Part of the reason it costs all this money is because God knows how many hoops the company had to jump through just to be able to move the furniture or whatever it was that they were doing.
In the case of the EPA, they've spent more than $92 million over the last decade on office furniture, fancy furniture that is as much as $5,000 for a simple table. The table, a hexagonal table. Okay, it's got six sides, so that's almost $6,000. It's almost $6,000. It's about $1,000 per side.
Per side.
On that thing. And then $73,000 just to move furniture from an office in Ann Arbor, Michigan, so they could then replace the carpet and ultimately move the furniture back into it. The story coming from the Washington Times. We'll continue it here in a moment. I also want to let you know where to get Bitcoin. We talked earlier about how you can save big money on certain things by paying with Bitcoin, like at saveatpurse.com, where you can save 20% or more on Amazon. You've got to get the Bitcoin, though, so to do that, go to expresscoin.com. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. I've used them. Mark, you have used them multiple times as well. And you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. It's very easy. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. That's ExpressCoin.com. They've got a smartphone app, and you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So use ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, John is listening in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, I just wanted to call in about this new tool that was recently released for Bitcoin. It's called ProTip. I don't know if you're familiar with ChangeTip. It's a Bitcoin tipping service that allows you to send a nickel or a dime to somebody if you like a YouTube comment or a Facebook post or something.
Right.
And this is along those lines, except it's automatic. So if I'm watching a Free Talk Live episode on YouTube, which I do every day, if there's a Bitcoin address in that, then it will automatically record that and then set a timer to determine how much of your time you spend doing that. And then every week it divides up a preset weekly donation among the websites that you visit based on how much time you spend. And it only has, I think it has, this technology has potential to be pretty groundbreaking. I don't think I'm the best advocate for it, but
fascinating. I have not heard about this. I did just Google it as you mentioned it here, and it is getting some headlines in the Bitcoin universe. It looks like they're running an Indiegogo. Are you aware of this?
They did. They raised $12,000, most of it through Bitcoin, and that was a few months ago, and they just finished and released the software. They're still accepting donations.
So you're saying it'll somehow detect that if we put a Bitcoin logo in, or that we put a QR code or something on our YouTube channel or in the video content itself?
It does either QR codes or Bitcoin addresses, and it will automatically detect it. You have to use Google Chrome, and the software is built into Chrome as an extension.
So let's talk a little bit more about this micropayment thing. This is one of the things that Bitcoin can do that the old systems can't do.
Right. If you read an article, sort of what is it worth to you to have enjoyed an article?
Not much.
Yeah, not too much. You're not going to want to spend a dollar every time you enjoy an article.
Right, a newspaper.
But you might throw a nickel or a dime to somebody, and that is sort of, you know, that's a fair thing to do. If you know, somebody writes something that you enjoy, you know, throw them a nickel.
Sure.
What's the big deal? You wouldn't bend over to pick it up. That's convenient. Now, what it needs to be is sort of automatic, and that's the difficult.
It sounds like that's what this pro tip is making it.
That's the difficult part of it. But, you know, if you can just click something and send a nickel, that's kind of cool. It makes it fast and easy for you. But if you have to go through trying to send a nickel through a credit card, it's going to charge you 80 cents to send the nickel. So you spend 80 cents to send a MasterCard and Visa. This this legacy...
It may not be 80 cents, but it'll probably be at least 30 or 40 cents or something like that.
These legacy systems were never intended to be used online. The credit cards, they're too insecure, and they were never intended to be used online.
This is why some stores will say, you know, smaller stores, small kind of mom-and-pop operations will have a sign up at the register that says, you know, you must have at least a $5 minimum purchase to use a credit card. Because they know that... a fifth of that purchase is going to get eaten up by fees.
Yeah, they do know that.
Or whatever.
They ought to know that.
John, thanks for bringing that to the table. So have you tried the software yet? Have you tested it out?
Yes. I'm one of only 150 people who have donated it, but I think if a few thousand people, which isn't ridiculous in terms of the size of the Bitcoin community, I think this could really people have to start posting addresses on their content. But I'll just give the website real quick. It is protip.is, and you can download it for free. It takes about 10 seconds, and it's pretty neat.
Very cool. Thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate the heads up. So, yeah, the Bitcoin allows you to go ahead and send out micropayments, and basically there's near zero fees. That's the thing with Bitcoin, is that maybe if you're new to Bitcoin, you don't know this. Near zero is the fee on Bitcoin. When I say near zero, I'm talking about
fractions
1 or 2 cents, maybe
the
three maximum.
I mean, you can...
No. It generally comes out... The standard tip for Bitcoin, it usually comes out to about 2 cents.
Tip? What do you mean?
Not tip. The transaction fee.
That depends on the ones you use. When I use the software, I can use a Satoshi, and that will get you above the sort of threshold.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I generally use the standard fee, which is like 0.00001 Bitcoin, and that comes out to like two cents.
Yeah.
So if that's sort of like the industry standard, I'll go with that. I don't feel like that's a problem necessarily, and that's way cheaper than any kind of credit card fees or whatever. I mean, even at 2 cents mark, that's a fraction of the fees that you would pay.
Sure, but if I'm sending a 5 cent tip, I don't particularly want to send a 2 cent
tip. I see what you're
saying. To get my 5 cent tip processed.
Yep. No, I see where you're coming from on that. And yes, you're right, Mark. You can set the fees. But, you know, if I'm pitching Bitcoin to somebody, I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to tell them what the standard fee typically is.
Sure.
And that's usually like
that's
a 2 cent fee. So, you know, that makes it easy to do this stuff and collect these micropayments, which should open up a new world of funding for independent producers, people who are out there producing media, you know, writers who are freelance, for instance, or, you know, podcasters or whatever, to give them an additional method of bringing revenue in that otherwise they wouldn't have been able to do before Bitcoin. And so this is one of the myriad of benefits of Bitcoin. There are a lot of them. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, I recommend you go to Bitcoin.com. They just actually launched a new forum over there, and Bitcoin.com, it's a great sort of intro site to Bitcoin, but the new forum, they're actually doing a contest, like, basically between now and the end of the year, for whoever it is has the most popular post on the forum. Like, you can like or thank someone for their post.
Appreciate, I think, is
the appreciate. Whoever is the most appreciated post can win $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. So get posting over at forum.bitcoin.com or Free Talk Live. Come up.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio at 855-453. To government overspending, to Bitcoin, whatever it is that is on your mind goes, you may join us here. Again, 855-450-FREE, and you can join us in real life at the upcoming Keenvention. Keenvention's happening October 30th through November 1st, and it's going to be another opportunity for you to come up to New Hampshire. There's some great ones throughout the year. There's the Liberty Forum that happens in the wintertime, which is thrown by the Free State Project. Of course, many of you listening, if you're listening for the first time, may not know what the Free State Project is. The idea is to concentrate libertarian types like Mark and myself into one geographic area. And the Free State Project has been doing encouraging people to move to New Hampshire for over a decade now, as a matter of fact. And their events that they throw
pretty successfully.
Yeah, their events are fantastic. They throw the Liberty Forum in the wintertime. They throw Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, in the summertime. But there's no Free State Project official event in the fall. And the Keenvention is not a Free State Project official event, but it is an event run by Free State Project participants. And I am one of them, and I have the honor of putting the event together of the last 3 years, and it's a small event. It's probably the smallest of all of the various Liberty events in New Hampshire. It's very intimate, and so on the negative side is it really doesn't make any money, but on the positive side is it's fun. It's cool to get together with people in a small room and a relatively small amount of people, you know, just a few dozen people in a room at any given time with maybe like a maximum of 100 or so over the entire weekend. That's about what the last couple of years have been. That's the way this year is working out. So that means there are plenty of tickets available if you want to get yours. They're $60 for the entire weekend. That gets you in for all of the speakers, the 11 panel discussions we're going to have. have, covering everything from the legislative process this year. By the way, the legislative panel, it's finally been, I haven't announced it fully yet, but I've got all the names as far as who's going to be on the legislative panel. This is going to be an all-star legislative panel here. The legislator of the year from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, Dan Itza, will be on the panel this year.
I love
the
much.
Rest of the panel will include, we've got four total A-plus state representatives on the panel this year, plus one A-rated rep. So our lowest-rated rep on the panel is an A-rated representative by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So.
You know, you won't know what your state's Liberty Alliance rating is because your state doesn't have
you
one.
You don't have that.
Right. Yeah. You've got Democrats and Republicans, and yes, they rate each other, but these people don't know anything about human freedom. They don't know anything about free markets. They don't know anything about leaving you alone and not spending money.
It's not just legislative action. Though there's going to be our own Darrell W. Perry heading up his own political action panel talking about doing things outside of the two-party system. We've got non-political stuff like the cop block panel, people coming to the new movers and the old school panel, getting perspectives on what it's like to have just arrived in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and the new movers panel, and the old school is people who've been here for a long time. In fact, I even brought in Dennis Goddard, longtime caller of our show, to host the old school panel. He's one of my critics, so you know I'm bringing my critic on stage to host a panel, which is great. And that's the kind of stuff that happens at Keenvention. Plus, lots of social events and activities like the bonfire is coming back for this year, which is going to be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Mark, you're going to be out of town for Friday night, so you're going to miss that one. But go to Keenvention.info because you can be here for it, and it's a unique event. Keenvention.info. You can get your tickets for Bitcoin, by the way, as well as $60 worth on your credit card. Keenvention.info. Let's go, Steve, in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hey there.
So you guys were talking about copyright and last couple nights, of course. And, as far as in the music industry, I was going to mention that there's an example, like, with the Grateful Dead. Okay? So they've already caught on to this, and this was back in the late 60s, you know, early 70s. They already knew. You know, they didn't need.
Are you referring to the fact that they would allow people to make bootlegs of their concerts and they encouraged that?
Yeah, they make bootlegs. They made areas for tapers to, you know, set up their microphones and make really high quality bootlegs. And they did that. Like, they made that possible. For those
and that was good for them because it helped their popularity, right? Like, if people can make bootlegs and spread their
music.
Turns
out if somebody hears your music, they're more likely to like your music.
And want to go to a concert or buy a copy.
It's the concerts, and that's what it comes down to now, the way the music industry is changing. Really, that's where you have to make your money, is actual live concerts. Yeah. So,
and T-shirts and other sort of concerts-related sales of product, for instance.
I'm wearing a Grateful Dead T-shirt right now.
Thanks, Steve, for your call today, man.
I paid for.
I appreciate it. I appreciate hearing from you. That's a great point. You know, talking about copyright, which we were discussing recently, and it's sort of we get into intellectual property pretty deep sometimes here on Free Talk Live because it's important. It's an important issue to us. We've based our show differently than a lot of shows do. I'll give you an example of an interaction I actually had with one of our stations, WGMD in Maryland. The program director actually reached out to me, and I don't know why, but he asked me what I thought about a situation. I appreciate that he did. Sort of a legal situation that had cropped up there in town. There, and I don't know what the issue was, but there was some kind of blog in town that referenced the radio station. And I pulled up the email here from the program director, Walt. He says, a local blogger wrote about a broadcast presented about a month ago. The author included several sound bites that he recorded from our air. And then he's upset. He's upset about this because it included his licensed bumper music, his liners, which he paid a lot of money for, and his program material, all unauthorized use. And he doesn't credit the station as the source of the audio, so he doesn't even mention their call letters, WGMD. And so obviously he's upset about this. And in the world of intellectual property, when people use their property without their permission, they get upset about it, these creators do. But my response to him was essentially that this is likely fair use, what this blogger was doing. You know, he's commenting on what was on the radio. Now, he didn't cite his source properly, which I don't know if that can get you in trouble or not. But
he's not a real journalist to know this. But I think that if the station owner got a hold of him, the guy should just go ahead and capitulate and put up some call letters, and that would make everybody happy.
I just told him my response was better to ignore the guy than to sue him, because suing's only going to cost you money. You may not win anyway, because it might, you know, the judge might kick it out and say, look, this is fair use. This guy's a political commentator. He can absolutely use your on-air feed just to, you know, comment on it for people. And so then what have you done? You've spent a bunch of time and effort and money going after he uses the term two-bit blogger here. Like, this guy's a nobody, right? You've then given him publicity.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you file a lawsuit,
he's then legitimate, right?
Now he's going to get a news story written about him.
He's as good as the people he attacks, right?
Yeah. So better to just leave it alone and focus your time on doing the things that you do best. And radio people don't sue best. They do radio best. You know, so you put your time into making your product.
Plus, what's the lawyer cost to do the suing?
That's what I'm saying. You're putting your time and your money into spinning your wheels, basically, in the court system in the hopes that you'll, teach this guy a lesson or something like that? Forget about him. Just, you know, focus in on doing the best radio you possibly can. And they do great radio, WGMD. They have Free Talk Live on the air. Thank you for that. but, you know, you focus your time on your product and your service. Don't get distracted by trying to control the actions of others. It's a waste. It really is. Let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got
the blogger
Josh.
Should have still credited him.
The blogger absolutely should have done that. That's very poor form on his part, but no need to reward him with free publicity.
The internet's full of people in poor form.
Yeah. Just ignore him. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, guys. I hope this isn't too touchy of a subject in the same vein, but the ad council kind of creeps me out, because they're like government messages. They're always trying to get me to go to the forest and all sorts of other funded things. And I don't know if the stations you guys are on, if they're, you know, if there's some sort of conflict of interest where you can't speak against them because they pay the bills of the station from the government.
Oh, we can talk against the ad council. That's no problem.
So okay.
Are you hearing ad council ads during Free Talk Live there in Iowa?
I don't know about during Free Talk Live, but it is on the station. And it's like it's the beginning of brainwashing to me. I can see.
They're awful. And, they're just awful.
Well, they're well produced. But they often get aired too often.
But it is awful. I mean, it is brainwashing. It's government propaganda through and through, these ad council spots.
Where is it going to go? As this has been around for a long time, I think it goes back to the 70s from what I read on Wikipedia. I hope I've got that right. And I'm just wondering how much, you know, money is how are stations required?
Stations are not getting paid generally for those ad council ads.
No, those are what they call fill ads. But stations are required to provide a public service component. And these ads...
Does that meet that component?
These ads will meet that component.
Really?
To some extent. I don't know. That's why they're out there. And they're well produced, and they're given right to them. What I would recommend, and this is the thing.
Hold that thought, Mark. Let's talk more about the ad council. If you want to stand by, you're welcome to as well, John. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.